stuff a lot of things in your pockets of your clothes, they would kind of be kind of plucked
up. Baggy. No, no, they didn't do that. They always went style, you know. Always went nice. They had pride.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you call that when you had a whole bunch of stuff in your pocket?
Oh, well, that was tacky. That was just carelessness, you know.
But they would call things in your pockets what? What?
Just use pockets. You didn't see, they didn't do that. They didn't use the pockets like that. They just put the, you know, different money and different things, whatever. Handkerchiefs and things.
But you could tell they had something in the pocket.
Well, you see, they didn't ever do that to me. They had baggy pockets and things.
They were bulging? Mm-hmm. Bulging pockets?
No, they didn't have that. They just, you couldn't hardly tell they had a pocket. I guess the style, you know, it didn't show.
But if you could be it, what would you call it?
Well, I don't know. What I would call it, just call it a, you know, didn't look nice. Well, it doesn't look nice with your pockets filled or anything.
Well, people, you know, you had to say you didn't go to too many parties.
Oh, we didn't have time. We didn't have those. We went, we wait.
Well, when you did,
Well, when the children grew up, we would go and take them to parties. Most any time. They, you know, when they began to have parties, we wouldn't bear many of them to. Children would begin to grow up, and real late, they began to have them. But they didn't have too many parties for children, from none for grown ups.
But when they would have them, would you get all fixed up?
Oh, sure. Fix up nice, just like they do now. Just didn't have the same style and things like that, but they wore nice clothes and everything. Dress nice, always have dressed nice. Everybody, you might say, in this little town, always dress nice.
What's
a nice clothes.
One of your daughters was always in the mirror.
that was Lucille.
And she was always what?
Just looking in the mirror. She'd comb her hair, just she'd primp, she'd polish, she'd rouge her lips. Just look at, she just loved to look in the mirror. And I had a granddaughter the same way, Ophelia.
Mm-hmm. And then now, they like styles come in and go out and come back. Mm-hmm. Now they have these little, last year they had the big pocketbook, but now they have the
small. Yes, I noticed that. Well, we had, you know, practically the same way. We style in and, you know, whatever style it would be, we would have.
What would you keep the change in?
We always had a coin for, you know, a coin for keep change in. And, of course, the men always had the beautiful. And ladies would have them too, but they'd have them in the pocketbooks.
How about jewelry?
Well, we always take care of that. Put it away at home or something. So.
What kind of jewelry did you have?
Well, we had watches, just like they have now. And then we used to have a bracelet. We wore bracelets too. I have one of my mother's now. And it's just as pretty as it was when she was living. And she's been dead about, mama been dead about, 60 years, just about that. And I still have that bracelet. It's nice here, I can wear it here.
What's your favorite piece of jewelry now?
Well, my wedding band and my wristwatch. Of course, I have other jewelry, but I treasure them more than anything else.
Do you have gloves?
Necklace. Oh, yes, I have necklace. I have lots of those. I use those too sometimes, and my earbobs, I like those. Mm-hmm. I never go out without my earbobs. I don't know why, I just like them.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a lot of earbobs?
Yes, I have several. Yeah. And I have one set that I can, it has something like lodestone or something that I can, and I have several, I have about a dozen or more, what you call it, sets to put in.